Zig 96, Philco and Jade for breakfast. Time is 12 past 7.
Don't go out tonight, cause it's bound to take your life.
There's a pink moon on the rise. Well, it rose yesterday. Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets.
Rose.
Welcome to Pink Moon. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Is this a time of comfort for people? Because I have this desire to just go and crawl into bed with my husband and just spend the entire weekend there. I'm desiring, like, comfort, Rose.
Yes, well, there's a lot of anxiety generally in the ether. People are very confused. There's lots of clashing energies coming up, and people might just be feeling a bit anxious and nervous about their life in general.
Now, you're saying that they had the full moon last night, but between now and even Sunday, it's 3 days of, what do you mean by chaos coming? Is this personally, what do you mean by that?
There are some difficult aspects with this full moon. We've got Mars doing a little dance. It's opposite Libra on the zodiac wheel. They tend to clash. Aries is all about independence, and Mars is the ruler of Aries, and they want to be free to do whatever they want to do. And Libra's sort of the opposite. Libra likes to be in relationship with people, and they tend to compromise. So totally different energies here. Mm. But there are a fair few aspects that could indicate tension, stress and arguments.
Just on that, Rose, in terms of how much your star sign affects your personality, I'm a Pisces and Bilko is a Gemini. Now, I would normally say that Pisces like to go with the flow and Gemini can, you know, be hit or miss. But in terms of conflict, I'm normally the one that gets in and gets amongst it, but Bilks is much more reserved and standoffish for that stuff. Do you think that has to do with our star signs at all?
Well, it's, you know, it's complicated because it's not just about your sun sign. So when you say you're a Pisces, that is your sun sign. But it also depends what your moon sign is and what's your rising sign. They're the three most important factors in a person's chart. But there are all of the other planets, and there's also all of the asteroids. So there's millions and millions and millions of combinations in astrology. So your star sign is just one, your sun sign is just one element.
You know, it's funny, you know, you're saying over the Easter break there's going to be like relationship chaos and turbulence, what have you. Yet I'm looking at Gemini for this period, and my creativity is never going to be better than it's ever been. I'm socially going to be very active. I'm looking forward to Easter Rose this time around.
Gemini are an air sign. They tend to be quite thoughtful, you know, think a lot. And tend to be quite communicative. And so you just have to be, it's got, like a double-edged sword. You have to be careful how much you communicate and what you communicate. Yeah. But communication generally helps.
Yeah. I've been told I've got to be careful about being too helpful. Well, I love helping lots of people. I was helping people at lunch yesterday. In fact, I was helping myself to their lunch yesterday at our special listener day, which was lovely. So what are you saying for Easter? I mean, is it going to be, normally it's a turbulent time with people getting to do DIY projects and things like that. Is Easter going to be a calm time for people this year?
I wouldn't think so. I think there is a lot of stress around anyway, and so I'd say just be careful. Just bite your tongue a little bit if you can. And my husband's going away this Easter without me, so that's probably a good thing.
Hey, party time, Rose. Get the ladies around.
Well, no fighting, right? That's the whole thing. No tension.
Wine time.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you can have some time apart, that might work this Easter.
Yeah, all right. Any questions you've got there for Rose Jade?
Or? Yeah, talking about a young boy, when I say young boy, 19, looking to follow his desire to be an artist, but currently working in real estate. Doesn't say his name, but is it, what have I got here? Oh, he is a Virgo, looking to change careers entirely. Is that something that is looking positive for him? That's a big change, isn't it? Real estate art.
It's huge, yeah. I think it's a very volatile time over the next 12 months especially. So this year, going to about halfway through to 2026. So I would not be taking risks I would be holding on to any job just at the moment.
Especially in real estate. I mean, that's where the money is, hey?
Yeah, dabbling on the side in my hobby, myself up for an eventual transition into my hobby where I can do that full time.
Okay. I think that was from his mum, actually. When I read the way that's written, I think that's probably a mum question going, is he mad? I've been telling him he's crazy.
Now, Susan's got a question on Messenger too. She's working at a resort in sales on the coast, but she's had an opportunity. Well, she may be getting an opportunity to move into the wedding side of things. She's a Gemini. Do you reckon that'll work, she's asking?
I've got a positive feeling around that for a Gemini. I think it's like a happier feeling. I'm not sure if it financially stacks up all the time.
Yeah, but you're amongst wedding guests and stuff. That's fun.
Yeah, it's going to be more fun. The money might be up and down, though. So it depends on her financial circumstances, if she can kind of balance that out. But definitely a fun vibe around it.
Loving that. Well, at least there's someone having some fun. Sounds like the Geminis are going to have fun during this
period. Can I ask just super quickly, Rose? We're doing the hobby horse race that stops the station next Wednesday at Memorial Park in Gympie. Bilks and I are having a hobby horse race with a bunch of other incredible people. Any tips for winners there? Can you tell whether or not it'll be Bilks or I?
Something to do with the colour grey with maybe black.
Oh, that's Bilk!
That's my rhinestone shirt!
Stop that.
I went and found a rhinestone shirt and hat and renamed my horse from Nigel to Rhinestone. So thank you for, because I'm not usually competitive, Jade is. So I've disappointed her, which is great.
Rose, you should have said light blue. That's me. I'm light blue.
Sorry, I didn't see that. I saw this grey with bits of black.
That's him.
The black is my whip. I've been presented with a whip to belt myself along on the day. So thank you, Rose. All right. Anything more you need to connect with the pink moon that's out right now in the next 3 days, Absolute Soul Secrets, have a look at that website. And Rose and her team there can actually do readings for your bespoke readings. Get on there. Thank you, darling.
Thanks, Rose.
Look, Rose from Absolute Soul Secrets has to go quickly, but we've just had a friend of the show just text us, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Beck sent us a message. It said, can Rose predict if I'm ever going to have a forever relationship with an excellent man?
Yes. So I do see red hearts. So this is true love. It's not the pale pink, immature, you know, kind of games that people play these days. So it's coming. It's later in life. It's maturity, but it's something that will last. Very stable.
Well, that's good, because that's what Beck deserves. So, yeah, she doesn't need any of that other rubbish. She just needs a good human who can sort of match her energy, I think, Rose. So that's a positive for sure.
Thank you, Rose Smith. Have a great Easter.
Okay, thank you,
Rose.
Absolute Soul Secrets. Jump on her website and look, she's got a whole bunch of astrologers who can do your charts for you and bespoke them up. But how good is that for young Beck, hey?
Yes, I think that's wonderful.
True love around the corner, hey?
True love. We love love.